I, Antigone, by Carlo Gabler, and read by Stephanie Racine for Saga Egmont. Antigone. Sirs, you are just and reverent men. Though you refuse to hear my poor blind father because of the things he is known to have done, though they were none of his own devising, yet have some pity for me, I beseech you. Only for my father's sake I am pleading. Oedipus at Colonus, Sophocles. Translation, E.F. Watling. Prologue. I, Antigone, have closed my eyes. I hear the stylus scoring the wax tablet as the scribe inscribes my words. I, Antigone, have closed my eyes. Every word is to be written down. The scribe and I agreed that before we began. He writes down every word, and that includes, I, Antigone, have closed my eyes. In my head, I hear the sounds of Colonus, the faraway clanging of the sheep bells, the rustling of the dry leaves of the olive trees, the chirruping of the sparrows as they bathe in the dry, bitter dust of the red earth. My voice is deep and quiet, dark and slow, like a river moving over rocks, never stopping, never ceasing, endless. After we fled Thebes and went to Colonus together, Oedipus, my father, was miserable. I should not have done such and such, he wailed, and I should have done such and such. He felt such guilt, such shame. At the end of our time at Colonus, Hermes came to my father in his dreams and talked to him. My father told me everything Hermes had said, and now I shall tell you. Like a sailor going hand over hand down a rope, I shall trace the thread of my father, the late king of Thebes. I shall show that he never intended to cause the harm he was warned he would cause. But as he struggled not to cause it, he did cause it. He was to blame for the father murdering and the mother marrying and the rest of it, and, at the same time, he wasn't to blame. He was wholly at fault, and he was entirely innocent. This is true of us all, if we only knew it. His fate is everyone's. In the dark making place, deep within me, the sound of the sheep bells and of the fluttering leaves of the olive trees and the twittering of the sparrows bathing in the red dust is slowly quietening and, in their place, gradually growing louder. I hear waves rolling up the beach at Tyre, and standing on the sand I see a shape gradually sharpening into a girl, young and lovely, smiling, gentle, supple-limbed. All I need to do now is speak what I see and hear. The scribe will write everything down, and what would otherwise be erased by time will become permanent. Book 1. Europa, brown-skinned and brown-eyed, wore a long, loose, white shift and a chaplet of red and yellow flowers on her head. She was squinting out to sea, watching a dark spot moving towards her. Originally, she thought it was a seal, but now, what was this? Instead of a long snout, round eyes and a smooth dome...